You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 234.
Welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. Everyone, welcome to this episode. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I'm going to talk about, again, continuing with our soft skill series, presentation. Now, let's define everything. Let's break it down. That's where we always begin. We break it down and then we go from there. So self-leadership is based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your own thinking, your own feelings and actions towards achieving your objectives and goals. Now, whether it be personal or professional or both, you must take that first, second, third, and every step after that to achieve those objectives or goals. It all falls on you. Now, soft skills, as we've identified, are interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills you have learned. That's the school part of things. Now, presentation. According to the book Boone.com website, they define presentation as, quote, the ability to present information in a way that is easy for an audience to understand and is an incredibly useful soft skill. That ability. Yes, it is incredibly useful. Continuing with the quote, presentation skills require some hard skills such as language mastery and software knowledge such as PowerPoint, and end quote. So what are the pros of presentation? Well, one, you've got a message and you've got to find a way to deliver that message. I mean, obviously we could sit here and there's the audio part of this and we're doing the podcast and my message to you is this audio. The pro, you want to achieve something. So therefore you're sharing that information and you're giving that out and you're presenting it in a manner that everybody can understand. So you get to achieve your goal. That's a huge plus. That's a huge pro of presentation. The con is, and if you're not prepared to do that, you're not prepared to effectively deliver. You're not prepared to be, well, I should say, I'm not prepared in this case to get to my resolve, my goals, my objectives. I mean, I'm staring at the word and I just couldn't say it. So with that being said, and I see there's your example, the con side of if you cannot be effective in your presentation skills, then you're not going to be able to win individuals over, get them to think your way of thinking, get them to behave in the way that you want them to behave, to get them to buy into what you are selling. So that's the downside of presentation. So obviously it's going to be something you're going to have to work on. I mean, that goes without saying. Now, these various forms of presentation, as I mentioned, the audio part, this podcast, there's also visual. So you can do video and then you incorporate both. Right? You incorporate both into a multimedia presentations and then you do it digitally, virtually, physically, or a hybrid thereof. But either way, you're sharing that information. You're finding the tools and the methodology to deliver that message, whether it's an interactive, whether it's a Q&A, or it's really just one-sided monologue conversation, or at the end of the monologue, you encourage that dialogue. But again, you ask for that amplification, you ask for questions, answers, concerns, comments. That's where that interaction begins. So you, as the individual, current and future leaders that are preparing presentations, that are working on presentations, that want to share that message, ensure you encompass as much as you can, because this is the 21st century. And you have to encompass as much as you can in all forms, all aspects. I know it might be easy for some, it might be difficult for others, but guess what? The more and more you do it, the more often you do it, the easier it becomes. So why, as I mentioned earlier, this message is important, presentation, again, to convey your message and to understand that you're going to need the tools, and so you're going to have to work with those tools as well to create that message, that presentation. And altogether, as a soft skill, if you're an effective communicator, orator, videographer, whatever you happen to be, and you can put everything together and you have a message you want to sell, People are going to listen. People are going to buy. And it's that simple. So what to look for when you're conducting a presentation? Well, let's look at, this is that point in the show where I pull up a seven habit from Dr. Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective. And in this case, we're going to begin with the end in mind. That's habit number two. And folks, if you have not read that book, highly recommended, reading. It's a life changer. Not just the book, but if you can attend the seminars, if you can attend the camp, the week-long camp, by all means, I was fortunate enough to do that. And again, it is life-changing, and it gets you thinking, and it gets your mind working, and gets you thinking in a different place, space, direction. You start seeing things 360. But again, they're not paying me, but I am endorsing it, and that's the bottom line. So if you can get into any of those seven habits of highly effective people training, by all means, do so. It's a great foundation for any leader, up and coming leader, current, future leaders, doesn't matter. It's a great foundation. So beginning with the end in mind, what does that mean? That means that we have to know and understand what we want. And we have to be clear in how we are going to get to that. We have no choice. We have to know what and understand what we want, be clear in how we're going to get what we want, and then we have a plan on how we're going to achieve it. So there's a lot of work behind this, and it doesn't sound like much. It's just three bullet points, you know and understand what you want, be clear in how you want it, in how you're going to get it, and then lay out that plan. So understand that you've got to take it from mind, you've got to change that to a plan, because again, you write it down, it becomes real, it becomes tangible, and you're halfway there. So with that in mind, how and when do you use a presentation? Well, one, rule number one, somebody told me this a long time ago, Dave, if you're not selling yourself, no one else will. So if you're out there selling yourself, you're out there selling your service, you're out there pitching your service, you're out there promoting your book, The Walking Leader by David Gehr on Amazon, and you're the one doing it, and people get offended by it. Well, again, why are they getting offended by it? Because they are not out there promoting themselves, or because they've always wanted to write a book and you did? Again, it's on them. And if they call you out on it, it's on them. It's on them. Whether they choose to promote themselves or not, that's on them. So understand that how and when is pretty much all the time, but there's a time and a place for it too. Understand, you know, that your elevator pitch, you should always have an elevator pitch. And there's always a time and a place for it, but there's also a time that's not for it and a place that's not for it. Obviously, when you're asked, deliver. When the situation calls for it, interject. Deliver your presentation by keeping the old adage in mind of read the room. Read the room. You know, are they ready for a 5-minute presentation? Are they ready for a now 8-minute something podcast? Or are they ready for just a quick 30-second elevator ride? So read the room. Now, what if that presentation fails? Well, you definitely have to reevaluate your commitment to what you want to achieve. You definitely have to reevaluate your passion about that commitment. And then you fall back and rework your presentation, because sometimes it might just be that you're still kind of iffy on what you want and it shows. So understand that you can go to the core. Why you're there, why you're doing this, why you're saying what you're saying, look at it, fix it, adjust it, fine-tune it, and it's going to might take some time, and it always will. And then fall back and rework your presentation and get to work. Now, can the soft skill of presentation be mastered? Without a doubt. It can always be mastered. You can always be working to get better. If you understand PowerPoint, excellent. You understand Word? Excellent. You understand Microsoft Publisher? Again, excellent. And then just because you understand them, you start using them. You use them more and more and more, and it's projecting that message. Then there's other tools out there. There's a lot of great tools out there. But I'm looking at the core. I'm looking at the foundation. Then we go from there. Now, what works for you works for you. I'm not saying that it's got to be this product or that product, but I am saying that you've got to find your core when it comes to the hardware, software side of presentation. Then work your message around it. Work your message into it. Work your message through it until people can understand it. And they can just pick up a presentation without even, how do you say it, the best way, and this is true, the best way to win, or the best motion pictures are those that you can watch with the audio on. Right. So you're watching the movie, you're watching the action and the audio, and the ones that you can also turn off the audio and watch the video, and all three things here. Video on, audio off, video on, and off the video, but on with the audio. And it still gets its point across. Those movies are few, far between, very rare. Those that convey the emotion, those that have you embraced visually, audio, and those that take one of those senses away, it still conveys that message and it still grips and it holds you. Those are the kinds of presentations you want to master. You want to get to that point where you can just stand there and just show the slides and people get it. You can stand there and you can talk without the slides and people get it. Or you can do both and people get it. Those are great presentations. There's your mastery right there. If you can get to that point, you've got it. But folks, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. I mean, you have got to begin from the very beginning to understand your message, be able to deliver your message, and use the tools that are around you. And once you get there, once you get to, you have your message, you know what you want to say, you know what you want to achieve, you know what you want, and you fully, deeply understand it, then you use the tools to get to where you want to go. And then start your presentations. But adjust your presentation every step of the way. Read the room. And if it's still not working for you, continuously reevaluate your passion, your commitment to what you want to achieve, to your presentation. Rework it. There are people that constantly work it. And even then, when they have the greatest final product, they still don't like it. And they want to continue fine-tuning it. That's fine. As long as you understand that sometimes you may overtune it. And sometimes you may do a little too much and then you start losing people. So you might need to fall back. Again, read the room, especially when it comes to presentations. So be sure to visit this episode's show notes on the website as I share some links to books and some other contents out there on presentation. All right. So what do you like what I talked about today here in episode 234 of the Walking Leader Podcast on presentation? Do you have questions, comments, concerns? And please reach out to me on Twitter at the @ Dave Guerra, all one word. That's my name altogether, one word. And I look forward to hearing from you, or you can leave me a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. Listen, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. It's a lot, but again, the soft skill is a very important one, especially when it comes to conveying your message. And listen, questions, concerns, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You can find all those links on the DaveGuerra.com website. And lastly, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.